Shalom to all, and today's daf is the very first daf in Yerushalmi Pesachim, daf Aleph, and just like we're starting this Mesech together, we should Mesech finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together, and today's daf and all Mesech Pesachim is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, and because all the Torah being learned, her Nisham should have a tremendous Aliyah, and she should be Melus Yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now Mesech begins discussing Bedikas Chametz. We know there's an Isser Dairaiso Bal Yura Bal Yimotze. One does not want to have any Chametz in their possession on Pesach. Now this is really easily rectified by doing Bittul. He could just nullify all the chametz he has and declare completely hefker, completely ownerless, and that's perfectly fine. However, the chacham required him to do bedikas chametz, search for his chametz prior to being mevatalit, and that's what we start out with. Mishnah says, Arla Arba Asar, the night of the 14th. This referring to the 14th of Nisan, which is the day before Pesach, and Ar is translated as the night beforehand. We know that in Yiddishkeit, the night comes before the day, so the night before the day of the 14th is actually the beginning of the 14th of Nisan. So night before the 14th of Nisan, Baitkinas HaChametz L'Ar HaNer, we search for chametz by the light of a candle. Now, where do we have to look for chametz? The answer is, kol makom shemachnis bo chametz ein tzarich bedika. Any place that chametz is not brought into doesn't need to be checked for chametz. Very simple. But then right away, the Mishnah follows with a question. Uvameh amru shtei shiris b'martev. So in regards to what do they say that the first two rows of the wine cellar have to be checked? Why do we have to look for chametz over there? A wine cellar is not a place where chametz is brought into. And the answer is, makom shemachnis bo chametz. These first two rows are actually a place where chametz is brought into, because very often the shamish, the attendant, the servant, the waiter is at the suda, waiting hand on foot on everyone, pouring them wine and drinks, and he runs out of wine from his main carafe, his pitcher, his decanter, whatever he has. He's got to go down into the cellar to go refill it, and often he has a piece of bread in his hand that he's munching on, and when he's refilling the pitcher, he puts down this bread, and so there you have it, that you have chametz in the cellar. So part of the cellar does have to be checked. What part of it? So Machlokes Beshami Rabbi Shami says, Shtei Shuris Apnei Kol HaMartef, it's two rows across the cellar. Rabbi Shami says, Shtei Shuris HaChitzonis Shein El Yonos, it's two rows, the outer ones, which are the upper ones, and the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what this Machlokes says. As we begin the Gemara, Arla Arbasar V'chulu, the question is, how do we know that we're supposed to do Bedikas Chametz then? The answer is, Ksev, the Pasuk tells us, Ushmartem Esam Matzois, you should guard the Matzois, Ki Be'etzem Ayyem Azeh, from the middle of that day, Hoitzeis Sevaseichem Eretz Mitzrayim, I took out your legions from land of Mitzrayim. The very next Pasuk tells us, Barishoin, Ba'arbasar Yom L'chaydesh Ba'erev, Toichlu Matzois V'gaymer. And so this Pasuk is clearly talking about the 14th, and it says eating matzahs. Now the question is, Manan Kaiman, what's the Pasuk referring to when it says the 14th? Im L'chilas Matzah, if you want to say, it's telling us to eat matzah, because that's what it says. That can't be, because Kfar Kasiv already says three psukim before that, Shemaseo Matzah Techilu, 7 days you should eat matzah. So it can't be the Pasuk of Barishoin is telling us to eat matzah. Evim Leimer, if you want to say, what's it telling us? Shemaschel Bar Ba'asar, that we start the 7 day count on the 14th. Three psukim prior, it says, Shivaseo Matzah Techilu, so that's 7 days. When do we start that 7 days? So three psukim later, it tells us, Ba'ar Ba'asar. That can be because of Kasiv, the Pasuk says, Ad Yom Ho'echad Va'esrim L'chaydesh, until the 21st day of the month. And 14 plus 7 is not 21, it's 20. That's obviously counting the 14th day. El rather, if the pasuk is not referring to eating matzah, teneu in lebir chametz, it must be talking about bir chametz, namely that we have to get rid of our chametz on the 14th, and that's the pasuk barishin ba'arbasar yom l'chadish ba'erev toichlu matzois, that on the 14th we have to be careful not to have chametz around, and that's when we're going to be doing bedikas chametz. For the clarification, lama l'ar aner, so why do we have to check with the light of a candle? And Amar Shlom Bar Yitzchak answers, m'nei sh'aner b'yedei kol shehu, that's because a candle checks in every place. It can get into all the cracks and crevices and all the little nooks and crannies, and therefore a candle is a great type of light to use. Ask the Gemara, Loma Balayla, why do we have to check at night? If we just had this drasha that we learned, Barishin Barba Soryam L'chaydesh, on the 14th of the month, so we should check during the day. Get rid of a chametz on the day of the 14th, and that's being the kind of the pasuk. So Amar Biyasi answers, Shein B'dikas HaNer Yafel Balayla, searching by way of a candle is only helpful at night. During the day, using candles not helpful at all. That's why, out's practicality, we check at night. But you're right, technically, we would be able to check during the day. Whereas Armando Lamarkin, Armando does not say that. He argues, and he actually learns from the pasuk as follows, Ushmartem Esriyam Azelu Dereisechem L'chukas Oilam, you shall guard this day for all your generations, and this day is referring to the 14th. And how does he understand that? Asei Shiyu Ayoyim V'halayla Meshumarim, he learns that the day and the night have to be Meshumar. Ushmartem means you shall guard it, meaning the day and night, basically the full 24-hour period of the 14th has to be Meshumar. You have to make sure it doesn't have any chametz, and therefore you have to do the bedika at night, not just because it's practical, that's when a candle works best, but because of this pasuk that we have to have chametz out of the house already on the 14th at night, not just during the day. Alfon based on top, the Gemara asks if that's really so. So start bedikas chametz on the 13th. Then that turns out that the night and the day of the 14th are 100% meshumar. If you're going to do bedikas chametz on the night of the 14th, that means there's a certain part of the 14th by night that wasn't Meshomer from Chametz. Whereas if you did Bedikas Chametz on the 13th, then already when you come into the 14th, it's perfectly Meshomer because you already got rid of all the Chametz on the 13th. And the answer is that Afis Leikai Demar Reb Yosi, he also holds what Reb Yosi said, that we need to do Bedikas Chametz at night in order to really be able to use the light of the candle to the max, and therefore we're not going to be doing Bedikas Chametz the 13th during the day. Ask more fine. V'yaschol Ar L'Shloishasar. So start the 13th at night, meaning the night of the 13th, right after the day of the 12th, do Bedikas Chametz then. And the answer is, and Kaini, if that's what you're going to suggest, you give like a film Rosh Chodesh, and he should technically be able to do Bedikas Chametz from Rosh Chodesh and just seal off those rooms that he did Bedikas Chametz in, which we do know if a person needs to do, he's allowed to, but we do not require him to do Bedikas Chametz the night of the 13th. Rather, it's the night of the 14th, and that's that. We continue. Rav Yirmi Amar Yirmi says, Rosh Mor Yitzchak Bai, he asked the following, Ma'u Liv Deklar Avukais. Is a person allowed to use a torch? Instead of using a candle, is he allowed to use a torch? A candle is one wick, a torch is multiple wicks. Could he do that? Meaning, is it that a candle is dafka, or just that a candle is a flame and it provides good light? And we clarify, Matzri Chalei, what's his question? On one hand, maybe he's not allowed to use a torch, because the light jumps, it dances, it flickers back and forth, and it doesn't provide a solid, steady light to be able to see in all the cracks and crevices, nooks and crannies, whereas one flame, a ner, a candle, is very good, it's solid and stable, and if you would have to use a ner and not an avuka, and the answer is, he says, that's because a candle checks in all the places, it gets into all the nooks and crannies and cracks and crevices, and a torch is not good for that, so you have to use a ner, one candle, and nothing bigger than that. Continue to discuss, doing bedikas chametz l'ar haner, afal pishein raya l'davar, even though we don't have 100% raya in a pasuk for this, zech l'davar, there's a hint in a pasuk, it's mentioned somewhat, because the pasuk in Sefaniah says, v'haya b'yayim ahi will be on that day, v'chapes is Yerushalayim b'nerois, I'm going to search through Yerushalayim with candles. And so we see from here that a search, a chipos, is done with a ner. And when we're doing a chipos, a bedika, a search for chametz, we do it with a ner. There are those that want to say, nishmin radam, we learn from the following. The pasuk says, ner Hashem nishmas adam, the ner of Hashem is the neshama of a person, chayfes kol chadri baten, searching through all the recesses of the person. And so we see that Hashem's ner does a chipos. The Gemara continues on Rabbi Yosef tells us, masnisa amra shibedikas hayayim bedika. The following Mishnah tells us that checking even during the day, doing bedikas chametz during the day, that's also called bedika. The Tanin, we have a Mishnah that tells us, Rabbi Yudah says, Baitkin arlar ba'asar, one has to check the night of the 14th, uva arba asar b'shachris, and also do bedika the 14th in the morning, u'b'shas abir, and at the time of beer. That's because a person still has chametz in their house when they wake up in the morning of the 14th, they want to eat breakfast, they have a bagel, a pastry, something, so they have to do bedikas chametz again during the day. So we see that bedikas chametz during the day is valid. Says the Gemara, less of Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ultimately that only Rabbi Yehuda holds this, el afil drabanin. The Rabbanin also hold this. The Tininun, that very same Mishnah says, v'chamrim, the chamim say, arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, that im loy badak arlar basar, yivdek bar basar. If he didn't check the night of the 14th, so he checks the day of the 14th. In other words, even though the Chum argued with Rabbi Yehuda that you don't have to do another bedika the day of the 14th, they'd still agree that if he forgot or didn't have a chance to check the night of the 14th, so he for sure has to check the day of the 14th. So even they agree that bedika during the day is valid. Ask the Gemara v'tzarch livdek laraner. Does that mean that when a person is doing bedika during the day, they have to check by way of a candle, or maybe not? And the answer is Mishmin Adol. So from the following, a brisa says, Ein baitkin loy l'aracham of loy l'aralvan of loy l'arakachavim el laraner. When a person does bedikas chametz, they don't do so by the way of the sun, or with the light of the moon, or with the stars, only by way of a candle. Now, Nicha, loy l'aralvan of loy l'arakachavim. It makes sense when a person does bedikas chametz at night, he has to be told he's not allowed to use the moon or the stars, because they come out at night. El l'arachama, but the brisa is telling us he's not allowed to use the sun. V'chiyash cham balayla, is there sun at night? No. So what's the brisa telling him? That he's not allowed to use the sun, he has to use a candle. Adamar must be that it's saying, Afilu b'yayim sarach livdek laraner, that even during the day, when there's sun outside, he still has to use a candle in order to do bedikas chametz. And a further clarification, loisav davar bayis she'ein by ayra, this is not ultimately only regarding a house that doesn't have light, which means it doesn't have windows, so of course you would have to use a candle, because even though it's light outside, inside the house it's dark, so you have to use a candle. El afilu bayis she'yesh by ayra, even a house that has windows, afilu b'yayim, even if the bedikas is being done during the day, sarach livdek laraner, he has to use a candle. Anyway, another question about using a candle during the day, and pay attention to the following girsa changes. We have dark alleyways that even during the day are very dark and you can't see anything in them. Is a person l'chatchila allowed to check them during the day with a candle? Or does he have to check them for chametz at night? And the answer is, Milan de Rabbanon Amrin, the following member of the Rabbanon tells us what the answer is, like madu hu minar balayla hu minar biyamama, that a candle doesn't shine the same at night as it does during the day. It's two different types of light, even if you're in a dark room and in a dark area. Dom Rav Huna Funa says, Karhavian Arkin Bi'ilain Butisa de Sijaraba, when we were running away from the enemy and hiding in caves of the big base medrash, Hoyamadlikin Bezamad Alpha on top, Alenu Neirois, we would light candles for us to be able to see. And Bashashayu Kehim, when they were dim, hayinu yadim shu yaim, we knew it was day outside. Ubishashayum of hikin, and when they were very bright, hayinu yadim shu laila, then we knew it was nighttime. So even though they were in a dark cave and they had no source of light whatsoever, so they really couldn't tell the difference between when there was a sun or wasn't a sun outside, nonetheless, the candle showed them that it didn't burn as brightly during the day as it did at night. And therefore, going back to our question of dumidikas chametz in these dark alleyways, that even during the day, the sun doesn't get to them, still one lechatchila has to check them at nighttime because the candle is much more powerful and shines brighter as opposed to during the day. We just continue with another raya of the difference between the brightness of a candle or something else during the day or at night. This is just like what Rav Achva bar Zeira said, noyach, this as in like noyach who is a big tzaddik in the teva, bechnisas la teva, when he went into the teva, hechnis ima evanim tavis and margalios, he brought precious gems and pearls in with him, and b'shash hayu kehois, when they were dim, hayodeshu yaim, he knew it was daytime, u'b'shash hayu mafikos, when they're very bright, hayodeshu laila, he knew it was nighttime. The question is, lama, what did he need this for? And the answer is, because yash chaya chaz b'yam, yash chaya chaz b'layla, there are animals that eat during the day, animals that eat at night, and he needs to know when to feed the animals, so he needs to know when it was day and night. Therefore, he had these precious stones and pearls, they would shine differently depending if it was day or night. As the Gemara Siv, the Pasuk says, Tsar Tasa la Teva, make a window for the Teva. So he could have just looked out the window. What's the problem? The answer is, Kamad Amar Lo Shim Shua Mazalis B'Shnas HaMabul, this is according to the Mad Amar, that the Mazalis, all the celestial bodies, including the sun and the moon, they weren't in their regular orbit. They didn't serve like regular during the years of the Mabul. This is learned from the Pasuk, that after the Mabul, Hashem told Noyach, Laila V'yayim Lo Yushbaisu, saying that during the night and day, they're never going to cease, and they're always going to have this pattern of night and day, the night and day. And the mashmais from that is that they were shaives, that they did not have their regular patterns during the year of the Mabul. Therefore, Nech needs some other indication when it was day and night, and that's what he had these precious stones for. Once again, we see that there's a difference between the brightness of a given thing during the day and at night, even if you're in a dark area. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss Bedikas Chametz. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.